AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
What's going on, my podcast family? Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young. And as always, I appreciate you all tuning in. If you're new to the channel, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel or check me out on my audio platforms such as Spotify, Apple, iHeart. Again, I appreciate you all, man, so much, man. I would love to say that I apologize for taking some time off, but I've learned that I have to always be honest with myself in the process of anything that I'm doing. And so, you know, this episode, while I'm continuing the series, Hey Black Man, this episode to me is as important as all of them are, but this one in particular, because I've been really self-reflective over the past week as I've been taking time away. And I was hit with a very, very interesting question from somebody, and it really just like kind of clicked in my head when it comes to this journey, not only with content creation, but anything that I'm doing. And the question is, why am I doing this? You know, and I, for some odd reason, they just clicked it with me in such a way that I feel like it never clicked with me before, especially when I ask myself these things all the time. But, you know, I did a lot of reflecting over the past week, and even when we went to therapy after a month. And, you know, I've discovered something about myself, and hopefully that, you know, when I share this, you know, maybe this will resonate with you, or maybe you can learn something about it or something from it as it applies to your own life. And that, you know, we have to really understand the power of how our emotions affect us as people. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's something that I've learned about myself that I need to actively work on, and I have a I'll figure this out later mentality. Now, it's twofold. One, you know, I think it's a great thing when you're dealing with certain things, because, you know, sometimes at that very moment, it may not be as big as an or impactful in your everyday life to truly stop and alter whatever it is that you're doing for that. The other thing is, and the other issue, which I've discovered, is that I've created this box. I've created this box of I will figure it out later. And I think once that box gets overflowed or expands upon my own capacity, I find myself in a rut. I'm either burnt out, can't sleep, having trouble just being motivated, and all these different things. And I'm learning that a lot of that is rooted in a lot of the situations that have created a sense of anger in my life, whether it's something from childhood or even something as recent as in my early to mid-20s. And, you know, that's something that I have to really actively continue to work on. Because somebody like me, I am really big on, you know, consistently pushing through anything. If you look at a spectrum, such looking at this from a counselor perspective or a psychologist perspective, you know, I'd be considered more on the higher functioning side when it comes to different areas, such as like the anxiety, depression, whatever. I'm able to navigate through it, push through it. Again, creating this box and putting all the stuff in this box and just pushing it to the side. And I've learned is that has driven a lot of my decisions and things solely out of just my ego and consistently just showing some imaginary person that I'm going to prove them wrong, you know. And I think a lot of that is, again, because I have not handled those things properly. Now, I take a lot of pride in being emotionally aware and self-aware, so this isn't nothing new, but I think this past week it really like clicked in my head, like, oh yeah, you have to really work on that. Because whatever it is that we're doing or whatever, you know, we're navigating our experience within our own journey with self. There are these moments where you're often reminded of your past. And, you know, I'm not a big proponent of consistently talking about my past or, you know, learning about different things from my past, because in the past, for a reason, you know, they've already happened, and likely the likelihood of them shifting or altering something today in my life, if I fixate on and try to fix it, it probably won't do much of anything. But, you know, I think there are those moments where we can be reminded of our past, and then it just kind of puts us in this weird space and rut. There's a term that was that I mean it's a term that I feel like everybody has used, but it was a book that I was reading a while back called Outwitting the Devil, and this is a classic. It's by Napoleon Hill, and it was talking about the concept of drifting. And drifting is where you have this idea in your head where you're just allowing all these different thoughts to kind of roam through your head, and it kind of sways you off your purpose, whatever this you're trying to do in this life. And a lot of that is because of how we have an inability sometimes to regulate our emotions or let go of the past, or fixating, or our ability to fixate on the future because of the emotional toll, what emotional influence that they can have in our life. And when I look at this from a man perspective, you know, oftentimes, as I've expressed in previous content before, you know, we have to learn how to be emotionally regulated. We have to be able to express ourselves regardless of what we may think people may view us as, or to get away from the fear of being judged by other people, because that's just a truth that, again, we are human. We're not superheroes. We cannot solve everybody's problems all the time, let alone even solve our own problems. Sometimes we have to go beyond ourselves and go to that sense of support and around the people that really care about us as people. And again, as for me, this past week, I was in a very interesting space. And I just learned to kind of sit and just appreciate things for what they are, but really sit in those moments of anger and really try to find the root of that, you know, instead of just trying to sit back and just navigate and just like, okay, I'm gonna just drop some more content, or no, I'm gonna sit here. I want to allow this rut to happen, and maybe I can use it as a fuel of information to not only better myself, but also maybe better somebody who maybe listens to this as well. So that is the ultimate goal when it comes to our anger, when it comes to the things that may be bothering us or harming us or distracting us. It is important for us to really recognize that we just need to sit in it sometimes. And sitting in it isn't always the best feeling. I understand sitting in things that bother us, it's never a great feeling, because it creates all these combination of thoughts and feelings, experiences, and memories. But sometimes you have to, in order to really move forward. You won't be able to move forward until you let it go, right? And that's something that, again, I could be fair and say that while I don't typically hold on to things, I do sometimes have an inability to let go of things that have happened. Again, it is naturally driven in ego. It is naturally driven in the need for some sort of false validation to prove people wrong and to prove myself right, you know, and that's not something that I ever want to live my life as, but it's just the truth that it is an everlasting journey. And a lot of it is, you know, if I'm being frank, it's probably something that's came from my childhood, and that's just something that, again, I have to consistently navigate and figure out, because I just feel like as a kid, sometimes I was naturally overlooked or naturally discarded or put to the side, and not necessarily like within family. It could have been through friends, it could have been through coaches, it could have been through teachers. And I think it's just always that those small subtle moments where you're just kind of like, man, all right, I'm proving it wrong. And that's not the way to live our life. You know, the only person that we need to prove ourselves to is ourselves and whoever that, you know, you believe in above you, because at the end of the day, no matter what anybody says about you, no matter what anybody thinks about you, if you don't have those positive thoughts about yourself, those experiences and those thoughts, those things that people portray about you, are going to end up listening to and believing. And it's going to affect your life and the quality of life. And we don't want to live our life like that. We want to live our life as freely and as abundantly as possible. You know, I take a lot of pride in being delusional. And what I mean by delusional is trying to think as highly of myself as possible. Because at the end of the day, regardless of what my reality is at this current moment, I know that I can always reach a higher height. But the main shift towards that thinking of reality shifting is how we think about things and how we view things. It's never so delusional to the point where I feel like I'm better than anybody else, but it's this sense of delusion of like, okay, yeah, the situation's bad, but it'll get better. Just like the same amount of energy I spend in delusion, if I spend that same amount of energy into doubt, I will continuously live a path of those negative thoughts. And again, we don't want to live our life like that. Your thoughts are powerful. Your words are powerful. What people say and what you put into your mind and your spirit is powerful, and you don't want to live your life like that, especially if you see yourself in a higher place. Sometimes you got to cut cords from people when they're not necessarily in alignment to your own view of self. And that's another thing that we'll dive into another episode soon. But just a quick recap, you know, be mindful to yourself. Remember that you are way bigger than anything else. Anger is a natural emotion. process it, accept those things, and really learn about yourself in those spaces of anger, sadness, depression, anxiety, and more importantly, your love. I love you. I believe in you. And as always, I appreciate y'all staying with the journey, but I'll see you all soon. Until next time, peace.